Let's check now what's been happening in the marketplace. On the phone line with us, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Wayne, I take it you've been trying to stay warm there in Indiana.
Hey, it's just as cold over here as it is in Champaign, I'll tell you. It's been quite a few days here, and we've actually got a snow emergency over here. My secretary was told to get off the roads by the deputy this afternoon. But not much cash movement going on.
No, I would think not much cash movement at all. I can't imagine too many people wanting to get out, but I can imagine end users needing corn. Has basis popped up at all?
Yeah, the basis is real good, especially for some fast shipment here towards the end of the week when they might be able to get out. So it is a little bit tempting to some, but I'll tell you what, most of the guys staying pretty close to the vest, not knowing what it's going to be like. Hard to get machinery started, and it's really rough on machinery to start in this kind of weather.
It's tempting, and it's more dangerous, I suppose, relatively speaking, with an end-of-the-week USDA final crop production and grain stocks report due out on Friday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time.
Yeah, you know, that's why we're seeing a real choppy week here. You know, one of the things we are looking at that might add a little oomph to the corn market is the index fund rebalancing is probably started and supposed to come into real effect starting tomorrow. Looks like by the estimations of what they say they're going to do, there should be 93,000 contracts of corn that should be bought sometime by the index funds to rebalance. So that could add a little oomph back to this corn market.
Yeah, and that usually happens between the 5th and the 9th day of the month, right?
Yes.
So if they haven't started yet, they don't have too many days left to manage it, I would think.
Yeah, but like I say, that's one of the things that they think that could add just a little bit of oomph back in there. But everybody's being very close to the vest as far as all that's going. You know, we're looking for the carry out in the corn to go back to where it was in November. You know, we were a little lower in December than we were in November, and it looks like about a 1.86 on the corn carryout.
Does it tell you anything about what producers ought to be doing with old or new crop corn?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of the guys looking at it, when we do get these tight basis levels and whatever here now, why it's not a bad idea to just let go of it and maybe buy some calls to protect for down the road for two reasons. Number one, this corn crop's not storing as well. It didn't dry down as good if you tried using just air. And we just think that it's going to be time to move a little bit before the majority of farmers think that's the idea to do it.
Anything to talk about in the soybean complex?
The soybeans, we're back close to $13 on the board here, and with the basis levels like that, not some bad places to maybe let, if you did store beans, let a few beans go there too. But most of the farmers were pretty aggressive selling beans in the fall.
There's quite a discount to the new crop or November, and it continues to drop. Any reason to consider that, or shall we just wait that one out?
Well, I think we're going to wait it out, but this close under 1120 is not a good thing.
Anything else for the livestock producer for the day?
Hey, you know, the livestock numbers staying good. This kind of weather always makes livestock go on up, and it, every livestock producer out there knows he's earning his money or is deserved to get paid for it, taking care of livestock in these conditions.
Absolutely. We wish the very best for them and hope they stay safe as they try to service their livestock. Thanks much, Wayne.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in New Market, Indiana. And he joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always hear him again at willag.org. That's willag.org.